Back when the grass was still brown, on an unseasonably warm, windy day this spring, firefighters drove out to the Green Mountain National Forest in Ripton. Only they weren't putting out any fires, they were lighting them as a way to manage the land. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp joined the group for the day, starting at the Rochester Ranger Station.
Expected weather and fire behavior, so dry conditions will prevail with abundant...
Nearly every spring, firefighters working with the Green Mountain National Forest set out to burn hundreds of acres all over the state. It takes a lot of people and equipment.
Loaded up. We do need to grab some bladder bags, make sure we have bladder bags, make sure we have torches.
In April, about a dozen staff from the Forest Service and the state's wildland fire team gathered to prepare for a burn on 13 acres in Ripton at a place called Norton Farm. The whole point of these burns is to help wildlife.
So most of the state is forested. Having these wildlife openings keeps the area where sun's hitting the ground for pollinators, for grassland birds, for basking reptiles.
Meredith Naughton is a biologist with the Forest Service. These planned burns are often in areas that have been heavily altered by people, like old farms or land that was logged. The goal is to keep forests from growing back, because lots of animals rely on this edge habitat.
The early successional growth, the pin cherries, the raspberries, the things like that, that are different from our matrix forest.
We talked outside the Ripton Fire Station before heading to the burn site. To prep the area, crews use leaf blowers and hand tools along the perimeter. Then they light a thin line of fire called black lining. This acts as a buffer to keep fire from escaping. Teams of firefighters walk the perimeter, lighting fire and monitoring the edge with water to stop any flames from spilling over. It's sort of a test to see how the fire behaves and whether it's okay to burn the whole area. Lindsay Ray Sylvia, a fire expert with the Forest Service, was taking weather readings every hour.
Temperature 63, that's down 2. Relative humidity 19, down 1.
Besides creating habitat for wildlife, these fires also get rid of dried out grass and brush and down logs on the landscape, which could help prevent uncontrolled forest fires going forward, especially as droughts become more common and the fire season shifts earlier in the year. That's a big thing out west. In Vermont, though, wildfires don't happen as often or get nearly as big, and the fire season is limited to the spring and fall. So doing these controlled burns for fire prevention hasn't been a big focus. But there has been discussion within the Forest Service to do more of these burns where forests have evolved to live with fire.
Communities of oak, pine, red pine, pitch pine, and then all the other natural plant communities that are associated with those overstory species.
These patches of oak and pine forests in Vermont need fire to survive, and some haven't burned for over 100 years. Researchers at the University of Vermont are mapping more of these areas this summer, which could be targeted for prescribed burns going forward.
Residents' time backing in there.
But that will have to wait. Fire season has passed in Vermont. By now, our forests are too green.
Don't answer it.
For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.